Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, you know, sometimes kids don't like going to school.
Mm-hmm.
I was never one of those kids. I always look forward to going to school. And I remember in grade 10, we read Julius Caesar for English.
Mm.
And if you read Julius Caesar, it's basically about politics. It's about betrayal and then a little bit of a love interest.
Mm.
And I was always so engrossed in it. I never wanted to miss a single lesson. And as a result, I didn't.
Mm.
Yesterday, we saw the budget finally get passed in Parliament. And when I witnessed it, I was like, no maganjani, I'm coming to work tomorrow. I am coming to work tomorrow. I got to see it.
I'm just so disappointed.
Now, generally, let me tell you something, right? When you're a strategist, you play a long game.
Mm.
From the beginning, you do what is called isiZulu, ucuphumkos, right? Which is basically you set a trap.
Yep.
You set a trap for your adversaries and you watch him walk into his trap.
Mm.
When the ANC wanted to pass this budget, they failed the first time around.
Mm.
And so they had to go back, lick their wounds, represent the budget a month later, and then now come back 2 weeks later and try to get it voted in.
Mm.
The DA has always said that they will not support a VAT increase.
Mm.
However, last week, in Okodongwana let us know, as members of the public and obviously the press, that the DA had actually written to them as an ANC and said, well, we will support the VAT increase, mm-hmm. provided you scrap certain policies that have just been signed into law.
Yeah.
And these policies are actually very, very serious ones that the ANC has been advocating for,
mm.
right? The ANC then chose not to do so. However, through some wiggling and through some barter trading, they did manage to get the budget passed yesterday.
Mm.
And the people that voted with them are Action SA, Rise Mzansi, Bosa, PA, UDM, IFP, and the Good Party. PA specifically, I'm sure you heard.
Yep.
Gayton McKenzie was talking about, no, I was the one who was saying we must always work with the DA. They mustn't leave. But today I'm saying Abahambe. His own words. I don't know how the ANC managed to get this done. But the people that stood ground and firmly were the EFF, MK Party, ATM, and then I suppose the DA as well. Although the DA wasn't standing on principle, they were standing because they were not given what they wanted.
Mm.
There's talk now that the DA may leave the GNU.
Mm.
I'm not so sure. The DA has threatened to leave many a time,
mm-hmm.
and they have not. So, do you think they're going anywhere?
No, I don't think. Now, the DA is not going anywhere, man. Because if they were, you would have just said right now. In fact, they're going to court, which is strange for me because, like you said, John Steenhuisen tweeted, he just said that this is going to make life more expensive for all South Africans. How could you? They're going to go to court. But they were willing to make life more expensive for South Africans through if they have gotten the Bella Act repealed as well as the Land Expropriation Bill. So for me, they're not leaving. That many, they've been bluffing, and the ANC knows that they've been bluffing. The Bella Act got signed into law. They didn't leave.
Mm.
You know, land expropriation without compensation, they didn't leave. Mm. So I doubt they're going to leave. It's nice, you know, driving around with blue lights, bro, and, you know, getting all the ministerial perks. They're not leaving.
Okay. Now, Mfundo,
mm-hmm.
you know, the basis for the DA to go to court, and I suppose MK as well now, as you reported in your bulletin at the top of the hour, is that procedure was not followed.
Mm.
So on a procedural basis, if they go to court and it's found that that is indeed true, then this vote can be nullified.
Mm.
Yes, because we all witnessed what happened. We followed what happened at the Finance Committee meeting. But straight after that, it seemed it was uneventful, honestly. But after everything had concluded at the Finance Committee, it seems there was some sort of conversation beyond that. The 24 hours were insane. But as per the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act, it makes provision for two scenarios. At least this is what we heard yesterday from most political parties. It's either the accepting of the fiscal framework and report or amending it. There is no such thing as an insertion of recommendations, which is what the Action SA has decided to do. They inserted a 30-day pause of sorts, allowing Treasury to go back and come back with alternative revenue proposals. So many of them have stated that this is non-binding. You cannot do that. You cannot now extend the period under which you can discuss or put together a budget, which is what essentially they've done. So they're saying that is not provided for in the Money Bills Act, so they can challenge that. And honestly, it will be quite interesting to see what happens. And the big question is whether it was political expediency on the part of Action SA or genuinely they didn't know that such cannot be done.
Okay, but all of that in the immediate timing, right, is much ado about nothing.
Yeah.
Because immediately the question I've got to ask you is, can you be part of a government whose budget you disapprove of? For example, if you came in here, Mfundo, and I said, today, this is our first things first. And then when we turned on the mic, you then spoke about something else. Are you now part of the show? You're obviously not.
Not exactly. But even people yesterday were saying that probably there's going to be a reshuffle. DA is going to be booted out. But I don't see President Cyril Ramaphosa wanting to portray himself as that kind of a man, honestly speaking. Because it would look as though you're muzzling or suppressing differing views within this co-governing structure. So I don't think he wants to be seen as that, because essentially no political party was meant to lose its identity when entering into the GNU. And we're all the better for it. And this is something that the finance minister said, that we've never seen this level of interest in the budget in the history of our democracy. And we're all the better for it, because everybody now is talking about the Money Bills Act. Everybody knows it today. You understand the Finance Committee, the processes that weren't followed, and the VAT hike. We all understand now. And even the bracket creep.
Okay, so now I've got to ask you then, Pila Sande.
Yep.
Is this what the essence of democracy is all about? Where no one party actually gets to dictate policy, where it gets debated. And even if you are the governing party, which your ANC is, you still need to get people to buy into your vision.
Absolutely. I think that's the essence of what democracy is. But I think in the interest of the public, it's also hindering, because there's always differing views and there's no one voice to make proper legislation. And I think that's going to be something that frustrates the general public, infuriates the general public to not really understand what's happening at the government level. But the essence of democracy, this is definitely it. This is what people really want to see in terms of not just one party dictating what should happen for the majority of citizens in this country.
So here's the question to you. Like I said, there were four parties that stood firm on this against the ANC. MK, EFF, then, of course, ATM and the DA. How people are viewing these parties is very different for a similar stance. The DA, funny enough, has lost a lot of respect in people's eyes. People are calling them flip-floppers. They're calling them sulking. MK and the EFF have been very resolute. So I think maybe people have gained respect for them as well. What are your thoughts? How do you look at this? Do you look at the DA as sulking, or do you look at the DA as people who are trying to protect the economic interests of South Africans? Give us a shout.
Morning, says the world. DA is not leaving. They've tested power. Once you test power, they're not going anywhere.
It doesn't look like they are.
Mamela Mon, when democracy happens, it's more like umshado, because that, apparently, is a lot of not getting what you want. And I think that's exactly what just happened. People are upset because now they have to admit to a lot of what they don't want. As bom.
Here's the thing though, right? Every time the DA threatens something and they don't act on it, their position gets weakened and weakened and weakened.
I don't think the DA stood any ground, because had they gotten the bills that they wanted to be scrapped, then they would have voted for the budget to be approved. So had they negotiated in good faith for the budget to not be approved, not because we will approve it because you guys will give us 1, 2, 3, 4. Their negotiations was not in good faith, so they don't stand for anything. And they will not leave the GNU, honestly. They're not going to leave it.
They don't stand for much.
Adding to your topic that you're talking about, remember now, the DA has no interest in the country. Just that they see that they don't have power, like to be like ANC, to rule, because they've been trying for years and years from DP and whatever. They're not getting the opportunity. So they are playing along because they have no choice. And then at the end of the day, they need to go with ANC and what ANC says. Even if they oppose, they don't have that much weight anymore like they used to. We're looking at them like, ah, wow, you went and joined with the ANC, your biggest opposition. So that says that now you're desperate. To me, DA to me is no more that political party. I'll rather change the name to Desperate Party, wanting to rule, but with no vision and with no faith and trust of ruling.
The Desperate Alliance.
So I think it was one of the biggest mistakes that we as the public can make is to think about these people, all the politicians, hey, everyone for himself here, as you can see, people just change their minds as they go. If it doesn't work for me and if this is going to benefit me somehow, yeah, I'm going with that. But I'm no more, Yanji. So IDA will bounce back. They're not going to leave the GNU. Like Kosal said, I'm a blue light love. Ah, it's a lily. But they're not going anywhere. But as well, go GNU because of now the soft life of IP life. So yeah, all of these political parties, everyone is for themselves. I mean, Alanji said, I will never work with the ANC, but with you right now. So yeah, man, hey, we're just politicking as we go.
Hey, it's a Lee. God for us all, Guru for himself. What are your thoughts?
The DA has never seen interest of black people or of South Africans, only of white South Africans specifically. So the DA has never fought for us for anything. I mean, the Bella Act is inclusive and they want to repeal that. So no, thank you. I don't think the DA has ever, and I don't think they will ever look at the interests of South Africans and actually fight for them. If anything, they want to gain Bona. And even with this, they wanted to gain.
Well, since I think I'll show me as Moya Wami for to Ukbona, Ama Party, Abandabam Yama, Avotelo, Abandabam Yama, Ngoba, Sitrabang, Wote Basfagi, Lentis, Winza, Wote, Velesia Kupel. Bona, Nasebe Fira Batipeta, for their political gains, Wote Batando, ANC, instead of putting Abandabam South Africa Pambil. And even the Vetis or Caesar. Nisizwe ngoba vele sinabantu abaningi abadiphendele kwi-grant o-350. I-DA ayicha asazi sizwe sobona phambili mfethu, kodwa nje kungiphoxile mangizwa abantu abamnyama bedebate ngale yandlela bebadebate ngayo, ngathi abahlala e-South Africa.
I-DA doesn't care, none whatsoever. I-DA has white people's interest only, and this is proven. This was proven. So ANC, that has failed. ANC has failed. Like I always say, ANC doesn't care. ANC never cared for the people. ANC cares about the ANC. And like I said, the ANC needs to feel the cold day of heart, or the cold day of light, rather. You know what I mean? EFF, I don't know. But coming back to your question, ADA doesn't care. And now I have a question, man. The bloodshed, you know, for all the people that were fighting for Inkululeko and the economic freedom and all of that, it means that blood was shed in vain. Nothing is going on, sister. Nothing is going on. Instead, all the people that earn 10,000 and below, they'll feel it.
All the parties that voted with the ANC, they must just know that in terms of the votes, I think they've lost a lot. Remember, prior to the elections, most of them that said they would never work with the ANC, they would never vote with the ANC. And what are they doing now? They're going back and working with the ANC. If I don't want to vote for ANC and I vote for someone else, and then you turn around and work with the ANC, you are betraying the voters. Seemingly our politicians don't give a hoot about us. That's a fact. Second one, I think the ANC is lost touch with which way, you know, just to cover the shortfall that we have on the budget. But instead, they're looking at the poor folks that who are poorly burdened by the tax itself. Remember, Malusi Gigaba, when he introduced the 15%, was temporary. So we're still on temporary measures. Now they want to introduce another temporary. But anyhow, Herman Mashaba, I think you might just go back doing her.
Look, I think the DA's position has always been misunderstood, especially by black people in this country. the DA is always victorious because the DA's objective is to maintain the status quo and protect the white privilege in this country. That is their sole purpose. That is the sole reason why they exist as a party. So whether the budget get passed or doesn't get passed, as long as the status quo remain, there's no radical economic transformation. The economy remains in the hands of the minority. That is the objective. That's why they will never leave the GNU or their coalition with ANC, because they know the minute they walk away, MK and EFF will walk in, and what they deem to be a doomsday coalition will then happen. So theirs is just to protect the status quo.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.